1. Listening Comprehension. Section A. Directions. In Section A, you will hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. The conversations and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a conversation and the question about it, read the 4 possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard. Section A. 1. The plane is supposed to depart at 8:30, isn't it?
Yes, sir, but it will be delayed because of the heavy storm, and it won't leave until 10 o'clock, I'm afraid.
Question. How long will the plane be delayed?
2. John, what are you doing on your computer? Don't you remember your promise?
This is not a game. It's only a crossword puzzle that helps increase my vocabulary.
Question. What is the most probable relationship between the two speakers?
3. Did you take the metro to the Grand Theatre?
No, Richard gave me a lift, but Jerry took a train there.
Question. How did the woman go to the Grand Theatre? 4. Go for a long walk or have a bike ride.
You don't want to study now, do you?
Question. What does the woman mean? 5. How do you like this second-hand bike? It was only $30.
I would say the tyres alone are worth that much.
Question. What does the woman think of the bike?
6. I can't believe that Wilson is a lecturer in the university.
Yes, he was so shy in the middle school.
Question. What can be learned about Wilson? 7. You certainly have a lot of clocks. There seems to be one in every room.
My family gave them to me because I have trouble keeping track of the time.
Question. What are the two speakers discussing? 8. It's going to rain. Do you think the bad weather will affect the result of the match?
Well, our team is accustomed to playing in bad weather.
Question. What can be inferred from the conversation? 9. You know, we never went over Chapter 6 in class, but Professor Brown will probably include it on the test.
He often does things like that. His style, you know.
Question. What does the man imply about Professor Brown? 10. Thanks to the seatbelt. Otherwise, you would have been seriously injured in the car accident.
Yes, I can hardly imagine what would have happened if I hadn't taken my daughter's advice before leaving home.
Question. What can be learned from the conversation?
Section B. Directions. In Section B, you will hear 2 short passages and 1 longer conversation, and you will be asked several questions on each of the passages and the conversation. The passages and the conversation will be read twice, but the questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, read the 4 possible answers on your paper and decide which one would be the best answer to the question you have heard. Questions 11 through 13 are based on the following passage. All the beautiful fairy tales and masterpieces that you have encountered during your childhood remain as warm memories in your adulthood. This time, let's enjoy the world of masterpieces through English. When you enjoy reading, your ability to understand English will be also rapidly improved. This series of Reading Room are a special comprehension program designed to improve reading comprehension for beginners whose command of English is not satisfactory or who are elementary, middle, and high school students. With this program, you can enjoy reading masterpieces in English with fun and efficiency. This carefully planned program is comprised of 5 levels. The texts are rewritten according to the levels of the readers by an expert editorial staff of native speakers on the basis of standard American English. Therefore, it will be of great help even for the students who want to learn English. With this program's level-by-level system, you are able to read famous texts in English and enjoy the true pleasure of the world's language. Please engage yourself in the fun of reading English through Reading Room. All the beautiful fairy tales and masterpieces that you have encountered during your childhood remain as warm memories in your adulthood. This time, let's enjoy the world of masterpieces through English. When you enjoy reading, your ability to understand English will be also rapidly improved. This series of Reading Room are a special comprehension program designed to improve reading comprehension for beginners whose command of English is not satisfactory or who are elementary, middle, and high school students. With this program, you can enjoy reading masterpieces in English with fun and efficiency. This carefully planned program is comprised of 5 levels. The texts are rewritten according to the levels of the readers by an expert editorial staff of native speakers on the basis of standard American English. Therefore, it will be of great help even for the students who want to learn English. With this program's level-by-level system, you are able to read famous texts in English and enjoy the true pleasure of the world's language. Please engage yourself in the fun of reading English through Reading Room. Questions. 11. What is Reading Room according to the passage?
12. Who may find Reading Room most useful?
13. What can be learned about Reading Room?
Questions 14 through 16 are based on the following passage. The tropical parrot achieved on-screen fame in 20th Century Fox's Rio as a charming parrot named Blue, who travels thousands of miles in an attempt to save his species. But a study released this week found that the tropical parrot is now extinct in the wild. The tropical parrot is one of the 8 bird species, half of them in South America, confirmed extinct or suspected extinct in the report from BirdLife International. Removing trees is a leading cause of the tropical parrot's disappearance from its natural home, according to the report. For the first time, extinctions on the mainland are faster than those on the islands, the study says. 90% of bird extinctions in recent centuries have been of species on islands, said Stuart Butchart, BirdLife's chief scientist and the paper's lead author. However, our results confirm that there is a growing wave of extinctions sweeping across the continents, driven mainly by home loss and worse environment from uncontinuous agriculture and cutting down trees. In the 2011 movie, Blue was raised in a house and travels from Minnesota to South America with his owner to increase his species in number with the last wild female of their kind, Jewel. But the movie was 11 years too late, the study found, as Jewel likely would have died in 2000. That doesn't mean all hope is lost for birds like Blue. The report says that although the species is extinct in the wild, 60 to 80 tropical parrots still live in zoos. The tropical parrot achieved on-screen fame in 20th Century Fox's Rio as a charming parrot named Blue, who travels thousands of miles in an attempt to save his species. But a study released this week found that the tropical parrot is now extinct in the wild. The tropical parrot is one of the 8 bird species, half of them in South America, confirmed extinct or suspected extinct in the report from BirdLife International. Removing trees is a leading cause of the tropical parrot's disappearance from its natural home, according to the report. For the first time, extinctions on the mainland are faster than those on the islands, the study says. 90% of bird extinctions in recent centuries have been of species on islands, said Stuart Butchart, BirdLife's chief scientist and the paper's lead author. However, our results confirm that there is a growing wave of extinctions sweeping across the continents, driven mainly by home loss and worse environment from uncontinuous agriculture and cutting down trees. In the 2011 movie, Blue was raised in a house and travels from Minnesota to South America with his owner to increase his species in number with the last wild female of their kind, Jewel. But the movie was 11 years too late, the study found, as Jewel likely would have died in 2000. That doesn't mean all hope is lost for birds like Blue. The report says that although the species is extinct in the wild, 60 to 80 tropical parrots still live in zoos. Questions 14. What is the main cause of the extinction of the tropical parrot?
15. How many tropical parrots are left in the wild?
16. What does the passage mainly intend to tell us?
Questions 17 through 20 are based on the following conversation.
Hi, Jason. What's that in your hand?
That's a snow globe, a Christmas gift from my uncle. He won't be around for Christmas this year, so he gave me my gift early.
Doesn't that seem like a strange gift?
Well, his gifts can be odd at times, but they just make me laugh.
I'm glad, but what good is a snow globe? My family always gives very practical gifts.
Oh, like what?
We give each other things like gift cards of favourite stores or even just money.
I guess those are useful, but they don't seem like very fun gifts to receive.
Well, I think gift cards and cash are always fun to receive.
Wait, hear me out. Gift cards and cash are practical, but they're not very imaginative.
So, I can use them to buy anything I want.
But giving a gift like that is just taking the easy way out. You're not taking the time to select a gift.
Okay, but what if you don't like the gift?
In that case, I'll just ask for the receipt and return it. Or I re-gift it.
Ugh, how awkward.
Well, people understand, and I'm always grateful for any gift.
Really? If someone buys you something random, then they probably weren't really thinking of you.
That's true. A good gift should be thoughtful.
Anyhow, for my birthday, please don't try to guess what I might like. A simple gift card is fine.
Okay, deal.
Hi, Jason. What's that in your hand?
That's a snow globe, a Christmas gift from my uncle. He won't be around for Christmas this year, so he gave me my gift early.
Doesn't that seem like a strange gift?
Well, his gifts can be odd at times, but they just make me laugh.
I'm glad, but what good is a snow globe? My family always gives very practical gifts.
Oh, like what?
We give each other things like gift cards of favourite stores or even just money.
I guess those are useful, but they don't seem like very fun gifts to receive.
Well, I think gift cards and cash are always fun to receive.
Wait, hear me out. Gift cards and cash are practical, but they're not very imaginative.
So, I can use them to buy anything I want.
But giving a gift like that is just taking the easy way out. You're not taking the time to select a gift.
Okay, but what if you don't like the gift?
In that case, I'll just ask for the receipt and return it. Or I re-gift it.
Ugh, how awkward.
Well, people understand, and I'm always grateful for any gift.
Really? If someone buys you something random, then they probably weren't really thinking of you.
That's true. A good gift should be thoughtful.
Anyhow, for my birthday, please don't try to guess what I might like. A simple gift card is fine.
Okay, deal.
Questions 17. What are the two speakers talking about?
18. What does the woman think of the gift from the man's uncle?
19. What does the man imply about giving gifts like gift cards and cash?
20. What can be learned from the conversation?